Now, the Bahrain Center for Human Rights has condemned the Bahraini parliament over approving amendments to the country's political society's law. A new law prohibits any religious figure from joining political activities as well as political societies. Rights groups slammed the move as a violation of people's freedom. The Shura Council, which is the upper house of parliament, passed the law after it was rejected by both the legislative and legal committee. Bahraini people have been deprived of their basic human rights over anti-regime protests. Scores of people have been killed and hundreds of others put behind bars in a heavy-handed crackdown since 2011. And earlier, we were joined by former Bahraini parliament member Jalal Fairuz, who told us more about the amendments to the law.
The government wants the pro-government clergies to be in politics, but not the opposition. The regime of Bahrain doesn't want anyone to say no to it, consider the people as slaves. It doesn't give any power to the people. Sees the country as its family business. That's why it's not permitted to anyone to say that they want democracy, the real democracy in Bahrain. And that was the reason why the people have risen, because it's all authoritarian dictatorship. And unfortunately, it is all due to the Western powers backing up this regime. The people of Bahrain, of course, were not shocked, because there is nothing called justice in Bahrain. The laws are unfair laws at all. It's not law of justice. It's law of unjust. But you know, who makes the law? It is the king and his family.